In France, progress was reported today in the effort to resolve a 10-day-long truckers' strike. The drivers went on strike seeking better pay and shorter working hours. Their action has paralyzed the country. Main roads and ports are closed along the English Channel, and that has created problems in Britain as well. From London, NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports.
The sun rose like a bright orange disc over the English Channel this morning. From the white cliffs of Dover, it was possible to see France, just 21 miles over the water. But for most drivers stranded here all night, the only thought was getting home. A few were lucky. They were allowed to the docks to get on a ferry heading for Zeebrugge in Belgium. Others were not, and they were getting angry.
I'll ship out through Belgium and go back the same way, then I'll be home later tonight.
You'd be better off just shooting round, going down to the docks and getting behind the line that's down there.
There's no line down, there's no block down there. I've just been down there.
Around 900 trucks were stranded near the Channel ports of Kent. They came from all over Europe, Spain, Italy, Croatia, Hungary, not to mention France. With the Channel tunnel closed following last week's fire, police found a new use for the tunnel. It turned the customs area parking lot into a giant truck stop. Drivers without confirmed reservations to Zeebrugge were being kept there until they got a space on the ferry. Across the water in Calais, hundreds of British drivers endured a sixth day blockaded at the port. The city of Calais was providing them with hot food, and the truckers were being allowed to use the terminal office building to wash. As chaotic as the scene around the Channel ports is, reports say that other parts of France are experiencing greater difficulty. The French truckers are striking over three basic issues: pay, working hours, and the right to retire at age 55. They began their strike action 10 days ago by blocking off highways around the country. Around 240 roadblocks were put up today. They have particularly targeted fuel supplies. Barricades are up around most of France's oil refineries, and deliveries of gasoline have been severely disrupted. Many parts of the country are running out. The food industry has been hardest hit by the action. Fresh produce cannot get to market. The strike is also affecting European production, as parts and equipment cannot get through France to the rest of the continent. Yet, for all the inconvenience, the French public has tolerated the dispute. The French government has been trying to impose austerity measures on the economy so that it will meet the criteria to join the European Union's single currency. The target date for launching the single currency is 1999. So far, Prime Minister Alain Juppé, a conservative, has failed to win popular support for his measures, and the public has been understanding of the trucker search for higher pay and early retirement. Juppé is terribly unpopular and needs to solve the strike to gain some credibility with his electorate. Late yesterday, the government forced the striking drivers and the truck industry owners into a marathon overnight bargaining session. 20 hours later, the two sides reached agreement on hours and early retirement. More negotiations were needed to solve the question of pay. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.